today on Real Radio.
We need to stop tiptoeing around. You need to be absolutely certain of your salvation. That's the only way that you are going to be effective to lead others to Christ.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, now in a message called Heading for Home, continues a series called Combat Faith, a study in 2 Peter. Peter, of course, was a disciple of Christ who later on became the leader of the first church. In 1 Peter, we saw how Peter's approach was patient and loving, but here in the book of 2 Peter, well, Peter knew that his time was limited and much was at stake. Now, for this reason, his words are urgent and his message is really straightforward: to combat the false doctrines and teachers of his day. Now, in chapter 10 of 2 Peter, our thoughts are focused on home. For the Christ follower, our home, well, it's in heaven, and it's where we want to be. And that's why Peter challenges us to be even more diligent and more determined to increase our efforts in sharing the gospel. So today on day 3 of this message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that there's a real fear of the unknown. Is there really life after death? Well, without Christ, there's no peace for those who are about to die. But for those whose salvation is in Christ, we have the assurance that our forever home is in heaven with Him. And now from his message called Heading for Home, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
We don't need to talk about revival. We need to act like it's here. And I believe God will pour it out. That's the word do. The word is that you're going to show up, because behind the scene, we'll see in a moment with the word supplied, behind the scene is an underwriter, the word means, to fund the entire play, lighting, stage, music, script, uniforms or outfits. You show up, watch, you get dressed, you've got the script, you stand there and you say what has been given. God takes care of the lighting. He's prepared the script. He'll stack the audience and he'll do it all. And what's our role? And it's so God, it's so funny. He pays for it all. And we're the ones that wind up getting the award at the end. Oh, thank you. I'd like to thank my mom and my dad, you know, all this stuff. And somebody else paid for it all. God pays for it all. And he invites us to show up. It's absolutely awesome. Keep your eye on the road, though. You got to keep your eye on what's happening. Keep your eye on that. Don't waver. Don't waver. Coming down from Sacramento the other day, it's kind of terrifying, driving down I-5, Interstate 5. Satan invented that highway. Because you're driving, you know, it's not very wide. Two lanes. Southbound. And 18-wheelers on that road. And you're like this. And you're watching. I don't know about you, but I'm watching the road. And I'm watching the 18-wheeler. Because those poor guys, God bless them, those men and women, we need to love on them and pray for them. You could, right in the middle of the daytime, which is maybe sometimes the most dangerous, they just start drifting and they start getting over close to the dirt side of the road. And then they, and you know they're sleeping because they jerk back and get it. And you're like, oy vey, this is the... Heading home. About ready to get run over by an 18-wheeler going home. Jesus, here I come. On I-15, or I-5. And what happens? They get their eyes, listen, they glazed over, whatever. They're tired, fatigued. Christians can get like that. You lose hope. You lose vision. You lose passion. When you're weary, get your eyes off the goal. Heaven is the place where we're going home. And that's vitally important. Keep your eye on that road. God supplies it all. We just keep doing what we're supposed to be doing. We don't act any other way than the way he wants us to act. You say, Jack, I don't like that. I'm offended by you acting. It sounds hypocritical. Oh, stop. Listen. Are we all adults in here right now? Okay, so here's the deal. If you're not married, just put your finger in your ears and hum to yourself or something. Just block this out. But listen, to those of us who are married, Christianity is very much like being married. Okay? Listen, there's times when cuddling, wrestling, what do you want to call it? you'll find out in marriage that it's not often the two of you are on the same wavelength. And if you wait around for all the stars to line up, it might take another decade or two. And that's not God's will. Well, the men know that's not God's will. So what happens? I mean this sincerely. And it's biblical. Listen, sometimes you have to go through the motions. Sometimes you have to do what's right. Then your heart kicks in. Then things start to happen. That's important to remember in your Christianity. I don't feel like doing that. I don't feel like going there. Just do the right thing, because there's a great supplier, the Holy Spirit. He's asking you to do the right thing. Keep your eye on the road. The road is very straight and very narrow. Keep your eye on that. As you do that, you get involved. As you do that, you start getting excited about it. You do that, you finish, you get to the end. You're glad you did. Get involved. Keep your eye on the road. Vitally important. And then under this final one here, that you and I, church, should be people remembering this truth. Look at verse 11. Home, I'm talking heaven, is where we're going to be. It's where we're going to be. What if, can you imagine? What if in the next 3 minutes, within the next 3 minutes, every single one of us die? What if? Watch. Well, some people, don't talk like that. Well, why not? It scares me. Why are you scared? Look, let's be honest. Look, if I knew, and I'm not, this is no secret, my family knows this, I knew my family wouldn't miss me, I'd leave today. I have a weird thing. Maybe it's a psychological thing, or does anybody relate to what I'm saying? Is it? If my family said, you know what? That's why it's so important to tell your loved one that's laying on their deathbed. I'm dead serious. I watch it all the time with people. You need to go to them. You need to say, listen, it's okay to go now. We're all happy about that. We'll see you on the other side, okay? We want you to go now. Yeah, so powerful. If my family said, we're good with you being gone. Get out of here. I'm good. Listen. If that's not you, if you're saying, I'm afraid to die. Why? Don't you know where you're going? You're scared because you're not sure. Why are you not sure? Because look at verse 11. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Boom. Listen, we don't have much time. You don't have much time. Entrance. You know, listen, the word means this. You know a big gate on a castle? The big one. You ever been to a castle? They got the big gate, and it goes down. Usually when it goes down, it goes over the moat. And in the middle of the big gate, there's a little gate. There's a little door, like the one you have at your house. The little door is to let couriers pass through. You never put down the big gate unless you're going to go to war or unless peace is assured. The word entrance here, awesome word. It implies this, that there is a kingdom, there is a realm that's possibly under siege. There's wars and rumors of wars talked about. And so there's sentries up on the top. They got their crossbows or they got their arrows and they're looking. And if they don't see any threats near, the moat is clear, the land beyond is clear, and the horizon is clear. Watchmen on the walls is what they were. And they're looking and they're looking. Watch this. And they look, and over the hill comes this lone little figure, and they're looking, and there's somebody's coming. Somebody's coming. Alert. Watch. And they get closer, and this guy's wearing the colors of the kingdom, of the realm. He gets closer, he's got a banner with the ensign of the king. Then, final thing, identify yourself. And that man says the words, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through him. And they say this, open the gate! Because there's no realm of war, there's no realm of danger, they don't open the little door. You hear the metal shaking and the gears spinning and this gigantic gate goes down and that lone warrior comes walking in and he's received by the citizens and by the politic and by the king. What's going on? That's the word right here. An entrance will be given, open, wide, for the believer, you and I. Are you a Christian? Yes. You don't need to be afraid of death. Jesus broke death. It's nothing. It's, in fact, it's so nothing. What God did is he wound up using it as a tool to get you into his presence apart from the rapture. The rapture is the only thing that's going to circumnavigate the actual act of death in the Christian life. The only thing is the Christian can only die so long. It's not long. And that is the walking through the valley of the shadow of death. All of the suffering on this side is the shadow of death. The moment you breathe your last breath, the gates swing open wide. You don't sneak in. It's like, oh, huh. All right, we'll let you in. Try to get in there. If you can make it in, you're in. No, all of God's kids, an abundant opening is going to be supplied to us. You're not going to tiptoe in. You're not going to be over there going, oh man, what am I, 94th in line? Oh, next. Ah! No, that's good. That's the damned on the day of judgment in Revelation 20. That's horrible. You don't even need to go there if you've trusted Christ. An abundant entrance. And look, it's going to be supplied. That goes back to the person that funds the play. The person on stage simply reads the script, all decked out in the costume on a stage he doesn't own, somebody else does, lighting, performance, all done, provided. It's supplied. It's supplied by an underwriter. It's all done. Is that not what God has done for you? We need to stop tiptoeing around. You need to be absolutely certain of your salvation. That's the only way that you are going to be effective to lead others to Christ. I guarantee you, I'm supposed to share Jesus with you. He died on the cross, you know, and rose from the dead. The Bible says that. You should give your life to him. You know, you have joy and stuff. And you'll know your sins are forgiven. And you'll have confidence. Anyone in their right mind would say, get out of the way. But the Holy Spirit will take what you have. He'll take what you have because you've decided to put it into work. Oh, I wish we weren't out of time. Oh, no, I can't. But listen, we were just a little bit. We were in England and we went to, I forget its real name, but its show name is Trenwith. And we went there, and in Trenwith, in that castle, is Oliver Cromwell's room. It's where he used to stay when he was passing through. And when Oliver Cromwell was fighting battles for England, they ran out of ammo. They needed metal. Maybe many of you have read this in school. And Cromwell said, we're running out of ammo. We need metal. Go search the realm and see what you can do about getting us some metal. His guys came back and they said, Mr. Cromwell, great leader that you are, we're out of ammo. There's no metal anywhere except in the churches. The statues are made out of metal. The saints are made out of metal. Some of them are made out of gold, some silver. Outside of that, there's no metal. And Oliver Cromwell said, get back to the churches, melt down the saints, and get them into circulation. Isn't that great? I love it. We need to be melted down and put into circulation. Heaven is where we want to be. It's where we're going to be by the work of God, by the goodness of God. And so verse 11 ends with us. Two areas we can get excited about that day. My dear friend, listen, you need to meditate on this reality. I would listen, my job before God, I do not want to fumble the ball at that moment. So I'm saying that to tell you this. I don't want to mislead you at all. So I'm telling you straight up. God wants you, according to his Bible, to appear before him in that day completely, absolutely successful and honorable in his presence. He wants you to do so well when you stand there. He wants to say, enter into the joy of the Lord that has been prepared for you before the heavens and the earth. Prepared. He wants you to do well. We can get excited about that day. We can look forward to that day. Warren Wiersbe says it's not our perfection that saves us, but it's our progression in the faith that brings us the assurance. I like that. When I am serving the Lord almost continually, and it's when you serve the Lord is when you see him work, that it builds confidence and assurance. You see God do things. What do you think Jesus took the boys all around and did all the miracles in front of them? It prepared them for the future. What's scary is when you don't see God move. It begins to play with you. And then finally, we end with this. You know, we're going home. And going home, I don't know if all of you are going to like it. You can't know much about the home we're going to unless you first start with worship. Everything I see in the Bible, when I see the home I'm going to, I crack it open, the book, and there's Isaiah. He's getting a picture of going home, and there's worship before the throne of God, and angels are falling on their face, and everybody's singing to God, and there's a myriad of angels praising God. Then John, heaven's opened up to John, and John sees a number of people he can't even count, and they're all singing hallelujahs to God. Angels, the psalmist tells us, sing praises to God. The Bible says that in the day of creation, all the angels sang to God. And listen, I don't know what you think about that, but I'm not making this up. I know that there are people who say, you know what, aren't we late to church? No, we're good. They're just singing right now. No one's starting teaching yet. We're fine. We're not late. Oh, you have no idea how late you are. Oh, you know what? He's almost done. Let's go. Yeah, I kind of detect by the time and the message, I put those together, and it's time to go. And it's certainly time to go if anyone starts singing. I mean, we just got to go. How about this? Hey, God, you know, regarding going home, heaven, when you guys are all done worshiping up there, then let me know. I'll come. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. And now that I'm here, and you know, these angels are singing, really? Isn't that a little much? I'll tell you what, God, I'm going to go take a walk over that part of the universe, and when they're all done, I'll come back. But we do that. That's not good. I tell you, you attend this church, I want you to know all the songs up there. You know, we're up there singing and praising the Lord. I don't want you to be like, wait, what's the what? Where's the screens? Where's the screens with the words? You should know them. But my dear friend, one of the signs of being a believer is having a heart for worship. Amen. It's to worship. You say, I don't have to just worship him in church. No kidding. But it's been my experience. If you're a worshiper, because it has so many different facets. You don't have to say, oh, you don't have to just do it at church. That you're telling me you don't do it anywhere. That's why you're saying that. Because people who are doing it everywhere do it at church too. Okay, so you'll be able to park anywhere you want next week. Hey, I'll end with this. Let's stand. Danny, come on out. You guys, I... I don't know if my wife is here. If she's here, don't tell me because I don't want to be intimidated. We need to get excited about where we're going. It's not a dream. It's not a joke. Heaven's for real. And it could happen to any one of us any moment. Hopefully there's a big trumpet blast today. Okay? That's what I'm living for. But here's the deal. You get ready to meet him. And Peter's been helping us to do that. And so, you know what? For 40 plus years, my wife, she always refreshes herself before I get home. She always does her hair. She always touches up the makeup. She always just gets ready when she knows I'm coming home. She's been doing it for over 40 years. Let me tell you, I love that. It communicates all kinds of things to me. It's very precious. Think about that in worship with God. Think about that. And the other thing is this. To prepare ourselves to meet him means that we get ready. And we let those around us know the gospel. If you're shy about that, put it on a video or something. Communicate, maybe a DVD, I don't know. But let them know, get ready. Prepare for your departure. Right now, Lisa and I are legally, I mean, we're going through a will and testament, living trust thing that we're going through. It's huge. It's not huge because we own stuff. It's huge because this guy's really expensive. I mean, thimbles. You have thimbles. Who gets the thimbles? Spoons. Who gets your spoons? And it's really, and it's just like, what? That's, people care. You have no idea what happened. When you're dead, people fight over. It's like, oh my goodness, this is killing me. But the whole thing is this, is to be ready. And it's kind of cool. You know, we're not there yet, but when we're done, I was like, I can't wait to be done. It's like, whew, now we're done. Let's die. Mission complete. Woo, Jesus, going home. Open up the gates. Here we come. No, but listen. We're not even alive yet, my friend. You're not home yet. When you get home, we're really going to live it up. We're really going to be alive. Because we will be in his presence where he announces to all of his children that in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Make sure you're going there. Jesus is the way. God bless you as we close in this song.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio in a message called Heading for Home. We're glad you joined us today. And you know, our prayer is that you keep yourself sheltered in the arms of a loving God who's already prepared a place for you in heaven. Heading for Home, it's part of Pastor Jack's series called Combat Faith, a study in 2 Peter. It's a series about the Apostle Peter, whose life was transformed by the salvation of Jesus Christ in a very powerful way, and whose passion was to live out his faith as a messenger of the gospel of Jesus Christ to this world. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. You know, like Pastor Jack said, we need to be absolutely certain of our relationship with Christ. It's why Peter kept sharing the gospel over and over again. Heaven, it's for real, and we want as many people as possible to go there. Peter's heartfelt testimony inspired generations of people to follow Jesus. But if you're perhaps still wondering what that all means, we'd like to help. Simply go to our website, that's at jackhibbs.com. Look for that tab that's titled Know God, spelled out, it's K-N-O-W, God. Now, once you're there, you'll discover the truth of what it means to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You're not here by accident, and God really does have an amazing plan for your life. Again, you'll find the answers you're looking for when you click on that tab labeled Know God at jackhibbs.com. That's at jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.